This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Happy that you are with us. Happy for all you Mizzou fans out there. They've advanced to the next round of the SEC tournament. Happy for my son and his buddy, Garrett, who are traveling down to Nashville today. And we'll get to see Mizzou play, they hope. That's the plan, right? They were scared to death Mizzou might lose last night and their trip would be for naught, but they're going to get to go to the SEC tournament.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm just not fun? As confident. I know we beat Florida before on the road, which was a really big deal, but I'm just not as
well, I mean, here's the thing. On any given day, a team can have one person who scores 40 points and then they surprisingly upset everybody. These teams have beaten up on each other all season long. But if you're not a fan of Auburn or Alabama, you've got a long shot of winning the SEC tournament. And those two teams have been dominant for the whole season. We'll see what happens. Maybe there will be a surprise upset, but there could be 14 or 15 teams from the SEC in the damn tournament this year, you know? I mean, it could happen. It's going to be crazy. It's a buzzsaw. I don't know. Kentucky barely won last night. They play again late. They're in the late game again tonight. So, you know, hopefully I can find a radio station and listen to that while I'm on my way down south.
Not feeling too confident either about that game?
No, it's not it. I mean, they've beaten us twice this year. I think it's hard to beat a team three times. So we'll see what happens. It's on a neutral court. It won't be like a neutral court. Here's what you need to understand. If you watched that game last night, Tennessee and Kentucky fans are dominating. First of all, it's in Tennessee, and Kentucky's only one state away, and there was a sea of blue in that place last night for the game, and I'm sure the same thing will be happening tonight in those games, for sure. So good luck to everyone. I love this time of year. This is great. Tom Ackerman and I are on board with that.
And your anniversary's coming up right smack dab in the middle of March Madness will start, what, next week?
It does. Selection Sunday will be Sunday afternoon at like 5 o'clock. They'll announce the seedings, the pairings for the NCAA tournament. The play-in games will probably be Wednesday night, and the tournament should start next Thursday, I would think. Wow. Sneaking up on us, isn't it? Just my luck. I'll be at some crazy event like a kill meet event or something like that when my Kentucky Wildcats are playing. Because that's coming up a week from Saturday on the 22nd. On the 21st, I'll be out in St. Charles County for the Republican Lincoln Trump dinner.
Remember when you TiVo stuff and it wasn't readily available on social media, so you didn't have to risk opening your phone and getting some notification that the team already won or lost?
I tried
had to wait and go home and rewind it and watch the game yourself. or text a friend.
You just got to stay off social media. That's the key to it. I've got friends I have to text if I'm recording a game and I don't want to know the outcome. I'll tell my son and a few other people, don't text me about the outcome because I'm going to watch it when I get home.
Or just hope you don't have any notifications that are set up, because sometimes my phone will send me the update.
My wife does not understand that. She's not a sports fan. She's like, if the game's over, why don't you want to know who won? Because I want to watch it. That's why. I don't want it to be spoiled for me. It's like a TV show and somebody spoils the plot for you. Don't do that if they haven't watched it yet. So, all right. That's what's going on there. The other thing that's going on is that apparently the government will not shut down today. There's going to be a vote in the Senate sometime this morning or afternoon, and the Democrats will whip at least 7 votes in favor of this, so that it passes cloture, and then the Republicans will then pass it on probably a straight party line vote for the continuing resolution, because the Democrats have decided they don't want to own a government shutdown. How about that? That's sort of the breaking news from overnight, is that Chuck Schumer changed his mind. Carl, let's get to our top stories real quick.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
It's unbelievable. You know, every time I think the Trump derangement syndrome might be a little bit healed, they remind me again how sick they are.
Yeah. Alina Haba last night giving them hell for sure, particularly Chuck Schumer, who used the B word to describe Republicans yesterday. He was so angry about having to give in on the continuing resolution.
Well, I think it'll happen, and I'm just thinking, I didn't give it much thought before, but we need that for international security, not just security, international.
President Trump once again speculating on whether or not Greenland might become a territory of the United States. He is seemingly confident that that might happen at some point.
If you stand with freedom, if you stand with the right to be free from oppression and violence, that ain't the Democrats. They stand with those engaged in violence.
Yeah. Ted Cruz making some great points on his podcast yesterday, talking about the arrest, I guess you would call it, at least by ICE, of this radical Mahmoud Khalil, the visa student at Columbia University, who's been loudly supporting Hamas.
$620,000 for an LGB plus teen pregnancy prevention program for transgender boys.
Let that soak into your brain for a moment and just try to comprehend what that means. Schmidt, that's Eric Schmidt, obviously, on the floor of the Senate yesterday. He started doing what Rand Paul's been doing for a couple of years now, which is taking these examples of extreme government waste and reading them out loud. And when he does it, it kind of bends your mind. But this is an example of what some of the things he uncovered this week. He read that one twice, so you can try to comprehend in your brain what it means.
Just this past week, DOGE canceled contracts within NIH, including 75,000 for researching and studying structural racism, $620,000 for an LGB plus teen pregnancy prevention program for transgender boys. Let me repeat that, because it's hard to follow. An LGB plus teen pregnancy prevention program for transgender boys. $699,000 for studying cannabis use among sexual minority gender diverse individuals. $740,000 for examining social networks among Black and Latino sexual minority men in New Jersey. $50,000 for assessing sexual health among LGBTQ plus Latinx youth in an agricultural community.
Why are they so specific? Like, it has to be LGBTQ plus Latina pop, you know, community in, like, it's just so
because
specific.
They're spreading the money out. But let's get back to this one, to study to prevent teen pregnancy in the LGB plus. He was very specific about that for transgender boys. So in other words, you're telling me that these are girls mm-hmm. who, due to their mental health, think they are boys, and we're trying to instruct them on how to not get pregnant. Am I right about that?
That's my understanding of it, but I don't know why you need to spend money specifically for that. Why can't you just have that chat with everyone?
If you're a transgender boy and you still want to have sex with other boys, are you gay? But you still have the sex organs of a woman, so a gay man would not be attracted to you. The whole thing just screams that you need mental health counseling if that's your issue. You need something to bring you back around to face the reality. And we're wasting hundreds of thousands of taxpayer dollars to study that crap and try to prevent teen pregnancy in transgendered boys, so girls who think they're boys but are still having sex with boys. I don't know. It makes my brain hurt just trying to think about how weird it is. Speaking of weird things, remember this Tim McBride, this Democrat congressman from up in the upper Northeast, somewhere like Maine? And this has spurred several debates on the floor of the House where he's been referred to as Mr. and got all hacked off about it. Yesterday, he said something that you're going to have a hard time believing. And I'm going to play that for you when we come back in just a couple of minutes. Also, bottom of the hour, we're going to check a business. We got In Other News with Ethan at 6:45. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Sean, I was about to compliment Chuck Schumer on trying to be a little bit America first, and then I heard him call us bastards. Well, Chuck, I don't understand what makes us bastards, that we're taking care of the American people, the taxpayer dollars, or that President Trump is truly creating peace in the world by forcing people to sit down and have tough conversations, by forcing other countries to be fair to America on taxes and tariffs. It's unbelievable. You know, every time I think the Trump derangement syndrome might be a little bit healed, they remind me again how sick they are. And
Alina Haba there. I wanted to play that full bite for you. I can't find the sound of Chuck saying that, but it must be out there because Alina made that claim last night on Fox that she heard him say that, and I'm not surprised if there really are screaming matches going on behind closed doors over this. There are screaming matches going on behind closed doors in St. Louis over local control. Again, the left is losing its mind. They don't want to take care of business, but they want to blame other people for the problems that we all face because of their policies. This is a cleanup, right? Cleanup on aisle five is what we have going on here because somebody spilled a pallet full of eggs. And, of course, we know how much that would cost if you did that these days. And the person that did that was Joe Biden. The Biden administration is forcing us to have a cleanup on aisle five. And that's what Alina Haba and Ted Cruz and a lot of other people have been talking about. This is not something that's going to be fixed overnight.
It's going to take time. America has to be patient. But we've got a justice system that's being corrected. We've got an economy that's being corrected. We had a last administration killing chickens, and now we're trying to fix all the mess that they have created, including negotiating with other countries to make sure fentanyl goes away, to make sure criminals get out of our country, illegal immigration stops. And they call us bastards. That says it all, Sean.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. She's absolutely right. It is going to take some time to get some of this cleaned up, but it's going to happen. And yesterday, I watched this play out, and it's a little hard to understand exactly why, but there's a transgender Democratic congressman. His name is Tim McBride. He now goes by the name Sarah McBride. Somehow got elected to Congress. I mean, just looking at this dude in a dress with long hair and glasses acting like a woman is a little bit disturbing. I mean, just to watch it is a little bit disturbing. There was a hearing the other day in the House where one of the congressmen got up and walked out because one of the congressmen referred to McBride as a man. And it was kind of a long bit. I'm not going to play it for you. But the other person stood up and said, why can't you refer to this congressman as a congresswoman? And he gaveled. He just canceled the meeting. The Republican, he just canceled the meeting. So yesterday, Tim McBride came out to complain that it's the other side who's weird. Go to cut nine, please.
They are obsessed with culture war issues. The Republican Party is obsessed with culture war issues. It is weird and it is bizarre. And the American people deserve serious legislators, serious elected officials who are focused on bringing people together to deliver real results for the American people, not to play games and not to engage in schoolyard taunts.
I live rent-free in the minds of my Republican colleagues. They're the ones that are weird, even though I'm the one wearing a dress standing in front of you today.
Conservatives really weren't obsessed with these culture war issues until they started getting shoved in our faces. They're everywhere, and they expect to have whole sections at Target and other stores to celebrate this and months dedicated to it, and it's just ridiculous. So that's why we're pushing back so hard. None of this happened until that side of extremists, if you want to call them that, started doing this.
Yeah, that's
everywhere.
Is well said. We're the ones obsessed with the culture war. No, we're commenting on how weird you are. That's the bottom line. You can't change that definition. There's no way around it. Coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, get you a check of, see how the markets are reacting or overreacting this morning to more tariff news. We'll be back. All right. This is what you get when Mark doesn't win Real or Fake.
Mark, you won once? Have you picked
the music? I don't think that I have yet because you'd be listening to the band that is on my T-shirt this morning far more, which would be some Van Halen. This is Bikini Girl. Is that what it's called?
No, it's Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill.
Oh, I see. So you kill bikinis and I don't know what that means. I don't know what these words mean.
I'm telling you, if and when I win next time.
You won once.
I won once, and I feel like I was pretty nice about music selection.
You're not going to be next time?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling maybe some Celine Dion.
I don't know. He threatened us with some death metal, but he hadn't really done that yet, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, just a quick reminder, you have to run. If you ain't first, you're last. Remember that? That's what we're saying here. By the way, speaking of running, they're going to have, a 5K down in Defiance this weekend. So that storm's going to move through tonight, and then hopefully you're going to have maybe some great weather tomorrow for the Defiance parade for St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think
I might go to that.
I know. Get there early. Get good parking, and it's going to be fantastic. In fact, I can set you up with some parking. I'll bet.
Oh,
so okay. Let me know for sure if you're going.
Okay,
I know people. So I'll help
pays
you out
to know people.
Absolutely. Let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole Murray, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, you know people. Huh?
I know.
You're
I know.
So popular.
All of your people call my people.
I'm kind of a big deal. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, you have any big St. Patrick's Day plans? Because we got several parades. Our biggest one is Monday, which is the Ancient Order of Hibernians. They have a big annual parade they've had for years over in one of the suburbs of downtown here called Dogtown. So
you're gonna make fun of me.
Why?
I'm gonna take a nap. I am like
good for you.
Thank you. I'm keeping it low key this week, and I've been going kind of nonstop. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, it's maybe some
be
wine
rest,
in there. Don't get me wrong.
Rest and relaxation, and a little bit. As long as it's not European wine, you'll be fine, and you won't have any tariffs on it, so you'll be in good shape.
Now he's going after champagne. This is where I draw the line.
There's American. It's just not called champagne. What's it called, Carl? The
Prosecco?
The bubbly?
The Prosecco's
no, Prosecco
from Italy.
Italian.
No, not Prosecco. That's Italian. But you can find it from the United States.
Sparkling
it's
wine?
It's just not called champagne.
That's it. Yeah, sparkling wine.
And it doesn't taste the same.
It's a good idea to, it's a good chance to buy some more great American-made products.
I guess.
The bourbon industry's suffering because they ship a lot of stuff over to Europe, and apparently they're going to slap a 50% tariff on the bourbon over there at some point.
Just go after cars, go after meats, go after milk, but leave my wine alone.
Yeah. Last time I was over in Europe, I looked high and low for bourbon, and it's not necessarily all that easy to find. I don't know where the big market for it is. I mean, I was in Vienna and Budapest, I mispronounced it, and even in Ireland, and I didn't see a lot of American bourbons over there, so I don't know where the big market is. But
oh, wow.
The markets are certainly reacting to it, aren't they?
Yeah, that's one way to say it.
Yeah. So what's going on out there?
All right. So right now, futures are moderately higher. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 537, the NASDAQ down 345, the S&P 500 down 77. Investment company Edward Jones is planning to lay off several local employees as it restructures. As of 2024, the firm had nearly 5,500 local workers. Company spokesperson Catherine Stengel said the initiative will strengthen their collaborative, client-first mindset and alignment with its firm goals. Edward Jones did not provide the number of workers who will be affected, their job categories, or a timeline of when the cuts will take place. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. edged higher this week, ending a seven-week slide that helped ease borrowing costs for home shoppers leading into the spring home buying season. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said the rate averaged 6.65% this week. That is up from 6.63% last week. President Trump has doubled down on his escalating tariff plan, saying, "I'm not going to bend at all," during a meeting in the Oval Office. The comments came as major stock indexes continued to tumble, with the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ falling 10% from its recent highs and entering correction territory. Two federal judges have ordered President Trump's administration to reinstate thousands of probationary federal workers who lost their jobs as part of mass firings carried out at 19 agencies. The rulings apply to the Environmental Protection Agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and more. Today is March 14th, also known as 314, also known as National Pie Day. You know there are deals to celebrate. 7-Eleven selling whole pizzas and quesadillas for $3.14. Taco Bell, you can enjoy a Mexican pizza for $3.14. Burger King, get a free Hershey pie with any purchase of $3.14 or more. And finally, going to head to the Big Apple for this one. A McDonald's in Brooklyn has introduced an age restriction policy stating that no one under 20 years old is allowed inside without a parent and proper identification. According to the New York Post, the restaurant has averaged over 100 emergency calls per year for the past 3 years.
Wow. We had a club here, didn't we, that were limiting people under 35 or something? Or
it was
30?
A restaurant, and it was interesting because the age requirement was different for men and women, I think.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It took some heat for that. But you know what?
Well, women mature more quickly.
Yeah, I think the man had to be like 30. Was it the man had to be 35 and the woman had to be maybe 30 or something like that?
Sounds right.
I think it was in North St. Louis County.
They were trying to avoid problems, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we are more mature.
You're more mature early on, right?
Classy, pinky out.
Basically, for our entire lives, you're more mature. Can we just admit that?
Yes.
All men are like children deep down. They may put on a good face, but they're still, you know, in private telling fart jokes and all that.
They are, I've watched some of those reality shows where I'm just like, oh, come on, ladies. It's just not a good look.
Yeah, but reality TV isn't necessarily representative of what all adults out there would really do in real life.
I hope not.
Do you watch that? Weren't you and I, Kim, watching that?
We watched Love is Blind.
The clip the other day where the lady was on the... She was getting married, and she told him during her vows
that's part of the show,
dropping
though.
Him because
that's how
he
wasn't
liberal enough.
You go to the altar, and your family and friends are all watching you, and then you basically are given the choice. Is love blind? Do you want to get married? And so it's pretty common that you would, at that point in front of everybody on your wedding day, say, no, I can't marry you. Do you watch that show, Nicole?
Love is Blind, I've heard of it, but I've never really watched it, but I'm
it's
a Bravo
trash.
Fan.
Yeah. I only watch Bravo, but I did get sucked into this show.
It's mindless.
I am ashamed. I feel like the little shrimp from Finding Nemo. I am ashamed.
I'm not ashamed. Bravo and wine is one of my favorite things to do.
There you go. The problem is it's on after 4 o'clock in the afternoon when you're normally asleep, right?
Ah, things are on demand.
That's
my
true.
Dear friend.
You can watch
century.
It anytime you want. That's for sure.
Mark will get his VCR out later and try to record an episode.
Back in my day.
Wow.
Love you.
Wow. Love you too, Nicole.
It's okay, Nicole. I give him a hard time. But he took his cover when he was younger. He used to have to go to school in a covered wagon. So I give him a hard time.
No,
about that.
He walked uphill both ways in the
to
snow.
His covered wagon. And then he had to fight off dysentery. And man, it was rough.
What
like,
was it like
real world Oregon
fire?
Trail.
It's what made me the tough human being I am today.
Churn your own butter? Or how
What's
did
that?
You guys?
I was forged in fire.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
No. Oh, my goodness. What was it like when they invented the wheel? We were dying to know.
All right. Nicole's got to go now. We'll see. Just
enjoy
kidding.
Your nap.
Nicole, have a great weekend.
Love you guys
yep.
so much.
See you later. All right. Bye. Ah, oh, boy, the abuse. I'm telling you.
I was telling Nicole it's 314 day rest of the country, but here it's 314.
No,
St.
it's
Louis
Pi Day,
day
everywhere right. else, but it's 314 day mm-hmm. here.
3.14 is rest of the world.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of those deals and I'm like, oh man, a quesadilla. Just thinking about all those different things that you could try.
Oh, the special?
Does anyone offer a free piece of pie on Pi
Day?
What's
the Hershey?
No, you have to buy. You have to buy something.
You
and
buy
then
something,
you get,
and you get that.
Mm-mm.
Why would they give anything free away? I mean, it almost have to be a buy something, get something kind of deal.
It
right?
is. You have to buy. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, why would any business?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, unless it's like Goodwill. Yeah. So you go there and you realize how delicious their pies are, and then you think, wow, I have to go back and get more of that, and then you continuously spend money. It's brand loyalty. It's getting their name out there. It's Goodwill. I could list off a lot of reasons.
Aren't there places trying to make this like buy local day because it's 314 day? So
yesterday would have been Detroit's day. The day before that would have been Chicago's day.
So you don't want to go out to the 636 area code and buy anything? You can only buy it in the 314 area code?
I heard somebody
aren't they
say,
all over the place
how
now?
Come we don't celebrate 636? I'm like,
there is no 636.
There's no 636.
There is a 618, so we could celebrate the Metro East.
Yeah.
But there's no 36th of June.
No.
These are the same people who don't know how many months there are and how many continents there are. They can't even name a continent.
The 73rd of May.
It's sad. Coming up, in other news with Ethan, and next hour, you know there's an attempt in Jeff City to alter what happened with Amendment 3, which was the, you know, allow abortion up until birth. Idiocy that was passed by some very slight percentage of the big cities in Missouri. Now we're going to talk to Steve Rupp about that. There's an event coming up you might want to attend in Jeff City. They're even providing shuttles from St. Louis to get down there. We're going to have all the details at about 7:20. Stay tuned.
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
A class action lawsuit against the rock band Tool has been put in as it stems from their Tool in the Sand Festival, which just took place in January in Punta Cana. Fans attending the event had been promised two distinct sets from the band with no overlap between songs. However, many attendees were frustrated to find that the band repeated several tracks during both performances, leaving them misled.
And that's what they're suing over. So you had to fly to Punta Cana to see this.
Correct.
Book time at the resort. I'm assuming this was a package deal of some
Correct.
Sort. Sort of like a music festival. And then you had to
You were going to see Tool.
Through.
Yeah.
I mean,
twice.
If I'm going to see my favorite band, well, I don't care if they play the same song twice.
But if you're under the impression that they're not, and that's your expectation, then I would be upset. That trip probably cost people thousands of dollars.
Call Morgan and Morgan, and they'll fix it for you, right?
You can die tomorrow.
I'm just saying. That just seems like we're a little too litigious. If people see some chance to get their money back, and they're going to sue over it. That's silly.
I will say this. Tool fans are built different because they... They're almost like Pink Floyd fans. Like, if they say they're going to play this, that's what they want to hear, and they're not going to...
It's all about setting expectations.
Yeah, I guess.
On their tour, Maynard's actually opening up for himself because he's in three bands.
Yeah.
He's in Tool, Perfect Circle, and Pussifer. And I think Pussifer is opening up for Tool on some shows.
Yeah.
What a combo
Great.
Of names.
He's going to be tired. Well, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Maynard's an odd dude.
He's actually really interesting, though.
Are you a fan?
I'm a huge fan.
Oh, okay.
I love Tool.
I like
a
Perfect Circle better than Tool.
Oh, blasphemous. It looks like Tiger Woods and Vanessa Trump have been quietly dating for several months, according to sources close to the Trump family. Trump's ex-husband, Donald Trump Jr., that's weird to say. Vanessa's ex-husband, Donald Trump, is reportedly cool with the relationship. The couple shares common interests, including their connection to Florida and Trump's daughter, Kaya, who is a rising golf star.
So it's Don Trump Jr.'s ex-wife,
correct.
Who's the mother of that little girl who's the good golfer and spoke at the convention, who's now been dating Tiger Woods. Okay, I was thinking
that
it was
makes
his
sense.
Other daughter, but her name is, what's her name? It's not Vanessa. What's the youngest one?
Who?
Trump's
Tiffany?
Youngest, Tiffany. Tiffany, I couldn't think of her name.
The lost daughter,
She's pregnant
Tiffany.
Now.
Could you imagine if she'd shown up at that convention with Tiger Woods? Wow. That would have been something.
Would she show up, though?
I don't know if she would have. Her kids were there.
Yeah, but she's not married to Junior
Well,
anymore.
That's true.
How do you go out in public if you're that level of celebrity? How can you even leave the house without people realizing who
no,
you're dating?
There'd be no way. I mean, unless you just date in your living room. I mean, how that would
well,
that
work?
That's
what I mean. You have to do that.
Yeah.
For a while until you're ready to go public about the relationship.
Junior's not with the girl from Fox
Kimberly
anymore.
Guilfoyle.
They're not together anymore. He's got a new girl.
Yep. But she got herself an ambassadorship out of that. That's a pretty good deal.
How'd you like to go to Europe?
Can I be the ambassador to Ireland? That would not be good for my liver.
What's Saint
yeah. No, thank you.
I love how we turned into Bravo there for a minute. Comedian Nikki Glaser, who made history as the first solo female host of the Golden Globes Awards in January, she signed a 3-year contract to continue this role. Now, it's believed she was paid just $400,000. Just $400,000.
Yeah, I'd take that.
For her first gig, apparently they're going to raise the rate, but they haven't said how much. So she'll be back for the 27 Golden
Globes. So $400,000 for one night on stage. I mean,
that's
still
a lot
pretty good.
Of work, though.
It
well,
is
sure, it is
work.
A lot of work.
Yeah, she had to prepare for that, and she was really good at it.
So it might have taken her
I'm
30
sure she
days
had
to prepare for
it.
Mark, you prepare, for the show every day.
Thank
I think you.
You
should get $400,000 per
too.
Show.
Per
he
show.
Says he's not.
Yeah. He's not.
I can say he's probably not. It looks like NBC Universal has secured a $3 billion agreement with the International Olympic Committee to extend its U.S. broadcasting rights for the Olympic Games through 2036. The extension encompasses the 2034 Winter Olympics, anticipated to be held in Salt Lake City, and the 36 Summer Olympics, which the host has yet to be determined. So NBC wrapped it up. $3 billion to get you the Olympic rights.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Recent legal action has been initiated against the Girl Scouts of the USA, alleging that their cookies contain harmful substances such as heavy metals and pesticides.
That's nice.
And sugar. And
the lawsuit was filed in New York, and yeah.
I thought you were going to say something like dyes, but no, you're talking about pesticides and metals.
Yeah. Is it a particular cookie, or is
better
it
not
all
be
of
the
them?
Samoas.
It's all tested cookie samples.
And
wow.
And it's microplastics as well.
Oh, that's great.
That's really fantastic.
Now so test all food and see what we get.
I had a Girl Scout cookie yesterday.
I cannot imagine that is the only cookie stolen.
Probably
just,
not.
You know.
Yeah.
Probably
no,
true, Sue.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, we're going to get to the Capitol Beat. Congressman Eric Burleson on the utter collapse of Chuck Schumer and the Democrats over in the Senate on this CR, and he almost voted against it. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.